She can't have you whipped. She can't burn you with hot irons. She can't tie you to the rack. They got laws about that sort of thing nowadays. This ain't the Middle Ages. There's not a thing in the world that she can... You saw what she can do to us in the meeting today. I see Billy Bibbit has changed back from a rabbit. He leans toward McMurphy, trying to go on, his mouth wet with spit and his face red. Then he turns and walks away. It's no use. I should just kill myself. McMurphy calls after him. Today? What did I see in the meeting today? Hell's bells, all I saw today was her asking a couple of questions. A nice easy questions at that. Questions ain't bone breakers, ain't sticks and stones. Billy turns back. But the way she asks them. You don't have to answer, do you? If you don't answer, she just smiles and makes a note in her little book, and then she... Oh, hell. Scanlon comes up beside Billy. If you don't answer her questions, Mac, you admit it just by keeping quiet. It's the way those bastards in the government get you. You can't beat it. The only thing to do is blow the whole business off of the face of the whole bleeding earth. Blow it all up.
Well, when she asks one of those questions, why don't you tell her to up and go to hell?
Yeah, Cheswick says, shaking his fist. Tell her to up and go to hell. So then what, Mac? She just come right back with, why do you seem so upset by that particular question, Patient McMurphy? So you tell her to go to hell again. Tell them all to go to hell. They still haven't hurt you. The acutes are crowding closer around him. Fredrickson answers this time. Okay, you tell her that and you're listed as potential assaultive and shipped upstairs to the disturbed ward. I had it happen 3 times. Those poor goofs up there don't even get off the ward to go to the Saturday afternoon movie. And they don't even have a TV. And, my friend, if you continue to demonstrate such hostile tendencies, such as telling people to go to hell, you get lined up to go to the shock shop, perhaps even on to greater things, an operation, and... Damn it, Harding, I told you I'm not up on this talk. The shock shop, Mr. McMurphy, is jargon for the EST machine, the electroshock therapy, a device that might be said to do the work of the sleeping pill, the electric chair, and the torture rack. It's a clever little procedure, simple, quick, nearly painless. It happens so fast, but no one ever wants another one. Ever.